So let's learn, we're up to the middle of Mishnah Vav. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah Vav again. Begin the Mishnah Vav, it's hard. Perek Tes. Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. We got a few minutes. Hagefes v'agzogin shenasu b'tara v'holcha leim v'tamei. We have a gefes. Gefes.
All right.
Is the leftover from the wine. We have zogin is the grapes. The grapes. So what's the gefes? Gefes is leftover from the olives. We have zogin, leftover from the grapes. Correct?
Right, from soils.
Shenasu b'tahara, it was nasu b'tahara, v'holcha leim v'tamei. So this is nasu, it was pressed b'tahara. This person here, Hadarech Begasu Adam Tar. He has a person, he's barefoot, he's stepping on his tar. And now it collects Niduchu Hanovim Betahara, Vulchein Lenitmu Hamashkin, Shenivlu Bezogin. Since he's stepping Lenitmu Hamashkin, the Mashkin did not become Tarmei, Shenivlu Bezogin, that is absorbed in the shells of the grapes. And now what happens? Hagefes v'hazogin shenasu b'tahara v'chol chaleim t'meim. Now afterwards, a person whose tummy walks. This person zav hametami b'midros. A zav is the kach hametami b'midros. Afterwards, he now steps in it.
Right,
by stepping on it, what happens? So here it says nisyashu hazogim b'chutz. The zogim
are dry.
Ein bohem ela mashke shebesoychan. There's mashke inside. The kevon shehu balua. Since it's pelua, there's nothing external. When the zav stands on it, it's tuma pelua. It's dry. It's been sitting in the sun for a couple of days. So the shells of the grapes are dry.
Right.
Any moisture that's inside is a tuma pelua.
It's absorbed.
So it's a tuma pelua.
Is it tuma though?
No, it's not pelua. It's not tuma. Right. It's absorbed. And now when he steps on it, what's going to happen? When he steps on it, he causes a delayed reaction, and the delayed reaction causes the mashke hamashke hanischat min hazogin acher kach tar. At a later point in time, liquid begins to flow from the zogin, that is tar. Hagefes v'azogin, gefeskin is olives, v'hazogin are grapes, shenasu v'tahara, v'hol chaleim t'meim, and then a tummy person walks, and the achar kach, and later on, let's say 6 hours later, now begins to, liquid begins to flow, v'yachach yotzu mihem d'mashkim, d'mashkim is tahara, why? Shemetchilos nasu v'tahara, because originally it was done v'tahara, There's no. Let's see. It doesn't really explain. Bachalim t'meim, bnei adam t'meim. Tarim shalom nitmo b'dirisasan. Kevan shalom nikralim shem tuma ba'olam. So it says, Tarim shalom nitmo b'dirisasan. Kevan shalom nikralim shem tuma ba'olam. This is the key words. Kevan shalom nikralim shem tuma ba'olam. It was never tummy. Even at a later point in time, liquid has come out, but since that's a delayed reaction, it's tar. Okay, it's all really neat, okay?
Right. Because when he stepped on it was nasu b'tahara.
Let's see what the Yudzayin Taisa Shemtiv. Sheim nasu b'tchila b'tumah. Here's he explaining these words. Sheim nasu b'tchila b'tumah. V'yatzu b'mashkim t'meim. V'yatzu b'mashkim. If it was originally done b'tumah, v'yatzu b'mashkim t'meim. V'tayim hashkevan shayu t'meim lo. T'meim lo parcha t'masan. Okay, he's saying a lot of different things over here. No more time. These words. These are very complicated words. Shemitchilasan. What is the Mishnah saying? Shemitchilasan nasu b'tahara. Since this thing was once tahar, they remain tahar. Because if this thing, what he's saying is, if this person who originally would have stepped on it would have been tamei, and he would have made the zogin tamei, then the tumah would never depart. She'im nasu mitchila b'tuma. If this guy was tame when he stepped on it, what would then happen? What would then happen to the stuff on the bottom?
If right now, it would become wet, and therefore it would become tame.
It would become tame. So she'im nasu mitchila b'tuma, v'yatzu mehem mashkin tameim. If the guy was tame, would step on it, and liquid would come out, then the zogin would be tame. So then once it's tame, it remains tame forever.
Okay.
But that's not what happened in this case. In this case, the person that stepped on it originally to remove the liquid was tahor.
Correct.
So that's what it says. If it would have been tameim, if originally this guy would have been tame, would have stepped on it, would have made it all wet, and by making it wet, he would have been metame, would have metame it. Loy parcha tumasan. Then this would remain tummy forever and ever. This would never leave away. Aval, but since kishametchila nasu betara, since when this person originally stepped on it, it was betara. Lohoya leim shum tuma, and there was no shame tuma. Ein hiluchat meim shaleim mitami lemashke sheyotze achach. So now, when a person who is tummy steps on it, it's not going to cause to become tummy. She aval pisha kvar. Even though the zogin already became hochshu lekabel tuma, which means if it came in contact with water, it's not going to make a difference. Mikol makom hol, since uvetahara nasu, since it was done betahara, loy nikra aleim shem tuma mi'olam, it was not called shem tuma. Okay, I don't really have clarity, but we'll leave it with that. Okay, because I don't know. There's nothing more I can really do. B'shosin lamanesh kishmashka habalu begeves zogin einu tuma einu nitma. Ba'oid einay shemashke habalua begefes zagin einu nitma ba'oid habalua b'hem b'hem shecham mishna esakas. That's dealing with the next case. B'baris, okay, that's a new case. That's the baris. Okay, let's go by it. Kush shabola es hatsi noira. What's a kush? Malmut shabola es had or
kush.
Kush shabola es hatsi noira.
Oh.
Because we have over here kush shabola. Here's the kush. Now what's the kush? Kush is kishatovin tzemer oy pishton megalgalim esachut hatovi kvar al hakush. Okay, so we have over here a piece of wood, and you wrap around wool or linen. When you spin kishatovin tzemer oy pishton megalgalim esachut hatovi kvar al hakush. The chut, when you spin, when you prepare thread of wool or linen thread, I apologize, it's a lot of pain. Ow. What do you do for a sprain?
Is it a sprain, or I think you need some, like, Bengay or something like that.
What's it called?
Bengay, you know.
What's Bengay?
Bengay is, you put it in, it warms up your muscles, it takes away the...
Bengay it's called?
Yeah.
You buy it in a pharmacy?
The thing is, it has a...
An odor?
Yeah.
Bad?
That's, if you're going to be around people, it's a problem. Over shops, I wouldn't suggest it.
What do you do for, what do you besides, what's the alternative? What?
Just rub it in, you'll be okay. You rub it in.
You rub it in?
Yeah.
I can't reach there.
It's a problem. I'll do it for you. You get enough to
eat. Is there anything I can take, like an aspirin or something?
Is there pain? Or?
No, it's like a muscle pain.
Yeah. Can you relax it? That muscle relaxes too. I don't have that.
All right.
It's probably tension.
Tension?
Yeah.
It's not tension.
Always have stuff to say. Is it oil?
It's not tension. Just more sleep.
Okay.
All right. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe there's something wrong about something. All right. What we have over here, this material, and this material is already was spun. Now it's being spun around this piece of wood, and here is the tzinor. Tzinor is the barzel akum b'roish hakush, the hook, an iron hook in the tip of this piece of wood. Okay, so we got over here this piece of wood, and we have a tip. We have over here this little iron hook. And we have this wood. So this is kush shabola esat sinora. Shabola means sinora barzel okum rosh kush. Kishnichnas a kush. Vahat sinora b'soich l'ol hames, when you insert the kush and the hook into l'ol hames, hakush nishar tahor l'fish shein mekabel tuma, hatzner nitmes. This metal becomes tame. The wood does not have the koich to save the tzinora. Kedin tzomer pasul lefish ein lekush toich, because the kush does not have an inside. Betama davar shanekav shabekush. Now here's a. What is this? This is a melamed. A melamed is a pencil. What's a melamed?
Shabala said.
Let's see, there's a dark one, mismar barzel dak. This is a point. Here's a kush, here's a hook, and here is a point. What do they use this for? Malamid? Malamid, what's a malamid? What's it used for? Okay, let us see. Now hatama dava shaneka shaneka. Now there's a hole inside the kush.
Okay.
There's a hole. And inside the malamid there's a hole. So why don't we say that's called a toich? Hatama dava shaneka shabakush malamid hamechalis at sinora. The adarvan eno isa malakli kibble. Why are these things tahar? So you'll answer me. So the reason why these things are tahar is because of pshute kliyets. Pshute kliyets not mekabel tuma. That was the first Mishnah. That was one of the first Mishnahis in the Masechta. No, it was Perek Beis. That was Perek Beis. Pshute kliyets. Pshute kliyets not mekabel tuma. Only kliyets which are mekabel. Where's Perek Beis? Perig Beis Mishnah Aleph Vashteita Kli Eitz or Kli Ar Kli Etzem Kli Zchuchis Pishutehem Tohoirim. Okay, this is where it all comes from. The famous Yisraelim Shas, a piece of wood, a flat piece of wood, Pishutehem Tohoirim. In order for something to be Mekabotum, it has to have a Toich, has to have a receptacle, has to have a base kibble. But just here is a piece here to see.
That's a pshutim, right? Flat.
Pshutim flat. So this is the reason why this kush is tar is because this is flat.
It's a flat piece of wood.
It's a flat piece of wood. That is why it's so, because it's a flat piece of wood. So the question over here is, why is this really called a flat piece of wood? It's not a flat piece of wood. It has a toich. It has a receptacle. This piece of metal, this piece of barzel, is inserted inside. Being that it goes inside this little hole, it has a toich. That's why it's called a clay kibble. It's a clay kibble which should be mekabel tuma. So the question is, why it should be tar? That's his kasha. Tama devar shanekev shabesecha shabeskushu malamin mamahich lezatzinu merubana. You know, it's a oisam kibble hamekabel tuma. Ayin be ayin ayin ayin. I don't know what that stands for. Negab. Okay, it's a kasha. Now, what's it say? Lepam sometimes nishka hatzinur besoich. Hakush v'nase lebelua b'secha. Sometimes the kush, this little hook, gets pushed all the way inside. Tzinoira klimatecha mekabel tuma. Kush pshutikli eitz she'ein mekabel tuma. Pshutikli eitz. So here gets inserted. And male, it says here the yisod kishenichnas hakush v'tzinoira lo b'secha lameis hakush nishar tahar l'fishel mekabel tuma hatzinoira nitmes. This metal hook becomes tamei. Even when it gets stuck inside. Even when it goes inside, it's tame. You'll ask me the question, why is it tame? It was inserted inside. It's like a pen. Press a pen and it goes inside. So the metal, think about it, you have plastic. Plastic is mekabel tuma, l'chor not. Plastic is not mekabel tuma. Go into oil hames, and the metal, the tip of the pen is mekabel tuma. The tip is a cross pen, a nice good, the tip of the pen is metal. Is mekabel tuma? Yes. Let's say you press the button and it goes inside the pen. Is mekabel tuma? You would say not. It's now mukaf. It's some apostle. It's concealed inside. Kamash mulan the Mishnah. Even when it goes inside, it's mekabel tuma. So why kishnichnas? So it says over here kishnur nitmes ve'ein bekoicha shel akush lahatzlos atzinora. This piece of wood doesn't have the power to prevent the hook from becoming tamei. Kedin some apostle lefish ein lekush tech, because the kush does not have a real inside. Okay, that's what's melamed. The zelbazach. The melamed should declare eitz she'ein mekabel tuma. We have here this darvan. Darvan is the metal portion. Klimateches mekabel tuma. Kishnichnas hamelamed. That's ner b'sochel el hames. When this goes into el hames, hamelamed nishmatar. The metal part, the wood part, is tar. Kishnichnas mekabel tuma. But darvan, but this piece of metal over here is nitma, becomes tame. This does not have the power to save this part becoming tamei. Kedin some apostle fish ain't the malamei tech, because this is not called a teich. Good? Are we good with this?
Beautiful.
Okay, so let's read the Rav, the Malamei over here, the Kush. What's the Kush? Pelach. Pelach is a spindle. A woman likes to spin thread around the spindle. So
this is the Kush, or this is the Kush?
This is the Kush. Mm. This is the Kush, and this is the Tzinoira. Mm. What is the Kush? The Kush is the whole thing together is called the Pelach. What's a Pelach? Pelach is a spindle. Sha'isha tova boy, woman
likes to put her stuff
thread. The Yesh Barzel Akum Bereshay, and there's Barzel Akum. There is a hook. Okay, there is a Barzel Yesh Barzel Akum Bereshay v'shmoit Tzinoira. Upam, sometimes nishka habarzel b'sech, sometimes this piece of metal is submerged inside the wood. The kuloi mechusa b'esh, sometimes completely enclosed. Malmod makal echavosha malka. Oh, this is a goad. It's called a goad. You know what a goad is? You know what a goad is? They use this to push animals around. It's like a wife.
Easy, buddy.
It's like a woman. A woman tells you what to do. When she tells you what to do, it's kilush. There's a stick with a very sharp point. Go here, go there, go there. Pick up this to me, do this to me, this, push you around. So when you have an animal, you want to push the animal around, you take a stick and you have a little sharp point. Today they have electric shocks. Today they have a...
The guns, the shock guns?
Like shot, right. They give out, we call it a taser. Police use them, but so they have like minor ones for animals. You push it around, you give a little shock, and you move it around. Women are more complex than this. They also like they have all other techniques that women use to push men around.
So,
it's not terrible.
Now I know why you're saying it like this. There are good women in it.
Yeah.
Fine, but there are.
Ha'isha hazos. Motza isha motza toif. Motza anies ha'isha ma'ar mimaves. Das the isha. The isha.
But to get such a
what an attitude, huh?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Malmod. Makalorach v'roishoy ke'en masmar dak, a very sharp metal point. Umad richim boy hapara, and with this malmod, you push around the para, litlomecha to its furrow, to the place where you wanted to pull the charish, the plow. Lekachu kari malamid baka. That's why it's called the malamid baka. Malamid baka means you push around the baka. The misma shabiroisha kari darbon. The misma, the point is called a darbon. Kamo divrei chachamim kidorvonos. The words of the chacham are sharp points. Don't mess with the chachamim. When you mess with the chachamim, you're messing. You're playing with fire. Okay, so we have over here the malamid. We have the darbon. We're pushing it around. Ulvein, okay, that's how we finish. Ulvein shabola es, next case. Ulvein shabola es hatabas. A levena that has a ring inside. Okay, let's see over here the parish of the Rav. Ulvein, oops. Yeshu
koyach.
My pleasure. Oh, it's getting late. We've got to finish the mission. I want to finish. I got it.
Oh, it's slippery.
Don't hurt your back.
Don't hurt your neck. My back.
Levena shabola, levena shabola says hatabas shagaval hatabas betit. You needed the tabas betit. Levena v'nitsha from the drying of a kifshan. That's how you made it. You made it like that. Okay, here's a levena. Here is a levena. Nichnasa a levena im hatabas lel hames. You have the ring inside. Levena tahor lefi. Levena is tahor lefi. Shein mekabel. It's not a kli. Hatabas shabesuchas nitmes. Nivla hatabas b'levena. It's observed inside. Im kosha levena lahatzel hatabas lefi shakli. Behein tarim, behein tarim, and all of these things are tar. They're all tar. This is tar. This is tar. But the metal is tame. The metal is tame. Three examples. The metal is tame. Behein tarim, everything is tar. V'nichnasu lo'el hames nitmu. They all become tame. Nisul hames k'shem b'lumim v'tumum b'secha kush or b'secha malamid or b'secha levena nitmu she'ein matzul bo'el hames. It's not matzul bo'el hames. V'chem yakli cheres ela kli she'yesh le toich v'hai lo'y dami ela etzem k'so'ira ha'korich b'siv. It's only similar to an etzem, a bone, the size of a barley. Ha'korich b'siv, that is wrapped in bast. In etzem kisoira, Hakarach b'sis. What is on the yutes? Ola shitasa the sviulei the klimatechas nitzol mitzamid pasil kishuv shal chaver kumayshu gasam mishnah chutzul lefarish avul sutta Rambam. Okay, this whole different halach. What is it over here? It's like an etzem kisa oira hakarach b'siv. It's not gonna. What is it over here? Ola shitasa the sviulei the klimatechas. Ah, nitzol kli mateches kishu shel chover. Diap shel chover amru in kli shetav kli tzav 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 tzav. I don't know that he's. This is going a whole new thing. I know what this is talking about over here. This is a hard idea. I don't know. Okay, whatever it is. A bone the size of a barley, hakorch that's wrapped in sieve, nitmusha ain matzal b'il hametz, it's nachni matzal b'il hametz, v'chein miyad kli cheres, it's v'chein miyad kli cheres, it's not going to be she'ain matzal b'il hametz, v'chein miyad kli cheres, I don't know what this means. Let's go weiter. Nisul hameis nitmu asita nukes asita. What asitan? Asitan is what's that? Asitan or asitan azav? If the zav moves them, if the zav moves it, hesed hazav nitmo. Okay, if a zav moves this brick, if a zav moves this kush, if a zav moves this malamed, then automatically this becomes tamei, and the tabas becomes tamei. Hesiton hazav, if a zav moves it, nitmu. Nof la'avir ha'tanur, tohar, timu. If this falls into the tanur, then the metal part contaminates the oven. If this levena with the tabas that's tamei falls into an oven, the metal part contaminates the oven. If this falls in, this or this falls in, the metal part contaminates the oven. Nuflu, nuflu, lavu, hatanu, hatanu.
Right, because all these metal parts.
Are metame, but metame, hatanu. Yes, all metame. Nuflu, lavu, hatanu, tar, tibu. Noga,
buch. It's a something. It's some. What do they say that these hooks and these pieces.
They're tame. We gotta stop it. It was really late.
Even though the piece of wood is pashut, this is, and it is tahar, hooks and